This is the Vintage Truth Podcast with Jeff Kinley, reaching over 80 countries worldwide. It's time to go deep and grow strong. Now, here's Jeff.
Okay, several things that we need to talk about in this podcast, not the least of which is the Ozark Mountain Prophecy Summit that's coming up in April. And I tell you what, I am so incredibly excited about this conference. I just want to take a second to tell you about how exciting this thing's going to be. This thing is sponsored by myself, my good buddy, Todd Hampson. We make up the Prophecy Pros. Head on over to theprophecyprospodcast.com and check out some of the amazing episodes. This podcast is blowing up. It's incredible. The audience, the response that we're getting, people have been just banging on the doors saying, where's season three? And I know we're in the Vintage Truth Podcast here, but this other side podcast that I do is not really a side podcast. It's just another whole ministry that God has called us to. But anyway, all that to say, the Ozark Mountain Prophecy Summit is going to be in Branson, Missouri, April the 15th through the 18th. I want to tell you something. This is going to be unlike any prophecy conference that you've ever heard of or attended. I'll tell you why. Number one, it's going to be just straight down the line. We're going to talk about biblical subjects as it relates to Bible prophecy. And the speakers that we have coming are really some of the top-notch speakers in the world on Bible prophecy. I'm excluding myself here, okay, for a second. But let me just tell you about some of the other speakers that are going to be there. Besides myself, my good buddy, co-author Todd Hampson, Dr. David Reagan is going to be there. Dr. Reagan is in my estimation, one of the world's leading experts on Israel. His Lamb and Lion Ministries has an impact all over the world, and he has voluntarily chosen to step aside of that ministry because of just he's just been in it for so long and because of his age. But I'm gonna tell you something. I think Dr. Reagan is maybe 80 or something, but he has the energy of a 22-year-old, and he is going to be speaking on the topic of Israel. And this is one of this giant of the faith. One of his last speaking engagements that he will ever accept, according to him. And so if you want to hear Dr. Reagan in person, you need to come to this thing. You're going to be so blown away by his knowledge of Israel and Bible prophecy. With him is going to be Billy Crone, Pastor Billy Crone out of Sunrise Bible Church in Las Vegas, Nevada. He is an incredible author, counselor, conference speaker, teacher, and he's a frequent guest on radio shows all across the country, and he is going to be speaking on Bible prophecy, obviously, but Billy brings a unique perspective, having been a pastor and is a pastor right now, but also a well-sought-after speaker. You're going to love Billy. And then also Gary Stearman, who is the host of the nationally televised program Prophecy Watchers. Gary's going to be with us, and myself and Todd Hampson. So these five speakers for these 3.5 days, it's going to be incredible. And here's the deal. This is not going to be a conference of 1,000 people. This is going to be a conference of a smaller group. And the reason why is because we want to get to know you. We want to spend time with you. There's going to be opportunities for you to, in fact, included in the cost of the conference are some excursions that we're going to be doing together in all around Branson. I'm telling you, it's going to be incredible, the things you're going to be able to experience there. We're going to be able to go to the Sight and Sound Theater production of Jesus, which is just amazing. We're going to go to Dogwood Canyon Nature Park. I've been there with my wife. It'll blow you away. If you're bringing kids, this will be a great time for them. All that to say is you need to go over to OzarkMountainProphecySummit.com. Watch the video. Go through all the site. If you need questions answered, then you can click on that. It can give you a place where you can ask questions as well. But sign up for this conference. This is going to be an amazing thing. Obviously, we want as many people to come as possible, but you're going to get a chance to eat dinner with the speakers and hang out with them, ask them questions. There are going to be Q&As, as well as the talks that the speakers themselves are going to be giving. So you're going to love this conference. I guarantee it. So hop on over there as well. Okay? OzarkMountainProphecySummit.com. So that's the first thing. The second thing is I'm asking you for some prayer because my ministry is at a crossroads where I'm kind of at a fish or cut bait kind of deal. What I mean by that is that I have some opportunity to really begin to expand my ministry and to do some different and some greater things to have a greater impact in my ministry right now. And, you know, this is just me. My ministry, Main Thing Ministries, my nonprofit, is just me. I'm the only employee, okay? But so I have a lot of fingers out there and a lot of pies, you know, a lot of irons and a lot of fires, and I wear a lot of different hats. There's some hats I don't wear very well. And one of those hats is concerning my website design and upkeep. And my website is a fairly simple website. It's a WordPress website. And I am looking for someone who would be willing to volunteer their expertise to help me with just a couple of things on my website. The first is just design, just to bring it up to where it looks decent, to help me with some perhaps some ways to put it together that might be a little more streamlined, make it look a little more professional, and also to help me with my online bookstore and that type of thing. It's all through WordPress, and you know, I use PayPal and that kind of thing. So anyway, if you have an expertise in that and you are creative, and then I'd like to see, you know, what you might be able to do. And maybe you've got some work in the past you could point me to that would help out, but really need some help on that. So, you know, I know sometimes when I say something like this, I'll get a lot of response. It's kind of hard. Oh, who do I go to and who do I choose? But so if you could give me some examples of things you've done in the past, that would be great as well. So anyway, that's what I need right now. And then also, in order to launch ahead, to go forward, there's a lot of equipment that I need to buy in terms of camera and some recording equipment and recording software and editing software and some things like that for video that I'm going to need to kind of step up to. And that's going to cost several thousand dollars. I'm not going to lie. I'm not able to do that myself in this ministry. We live on a shoestring budget with this ministry. So I'm asking you to pray about stepping up, or perhaps if you just pray, maybe you can't step up and give, but just pray, and that God would do that, specifically buying cameras and audio equipment, like I said, editing software, and also at some point to be able to hire someone to help me from time to time put together some teaching videos. I've got so much I want to teach, so much I want to share and give and be creative with, but I just can't do it myself. You know, number one, I don't have enough hands on my body to do it, and I don't have enough expertise and time of the day to do it in. So I'm sorry I'm taking up so much of this time on this podcast to tell you these things, but I tell you this because I want you to pray. I want you to pray that God would meet these needs in my ministry so that I can accomplish with other people more than I can accomplish by myself. It really does take a family in the family of faith to come alongside, and many of you in the past have done that in various ways, and I'm so incredibly grateful for you. And so whatever you can do, and if it's praying, I'm telling you, that it's not just praying. It's praying is the thing. So just pray that God would come alongside it and meet those needs. And if you want to know more about our needs, then you can send me an email at jeffkinleyauthor@gmail.com. Be happy to respond and give you some more information, okay? All right. So our topic for today, we're going to jump into talking about the foundations of the faith and the purity of the faith and really the practicality of the faith. So really those three things. And I'm going to do this out of the book of Galatians for several podcasts, because Galatians was written, Paul wrote this little letter to the believers at Galatia. And you know, here's the great thing about people in the Bible. Sometimes we look at people in the Bible and we just go, man, they were just so different than we were. You know, and they just had, their lifestyles were so much simpler and that kind of thing. Look, people are people, and the issues that the first century church faced are very similar to the issues that we are facing today. In fact, I think that today's Christian community is more like the first century church in terms of the things that were, the challenges that we're looking at, than at any other time, perhaps in 2,000 years. Maybe with the exception of the Reformation and just the changes need to happen there. But here's the point, is these Galatian believers, they responded to the gospel when Paul presented it to them initially, but something happened. Something happened along the way. And that something is what Paul addresses in this little letter to the Galatians. And I just want to begin in verse 1 of chapter 1. And begin to walk through this little book with you. And, you know, I've hesitated to go through books of the Bible in my podcast just because I want to keep the topics going and, you know, just keep it fresh and that kind of thing. But, and I may not, you know, hit every verse in this little book, this little epistle, but I do feel like it's very critical that we highlight these things because these are the things that the church is facing today. Just like the churches in Revelation, Revelation 2 and 3, you look at that, those are emblematic churches of churches throughout all of time because we're seeing that happen today. Well, back here in Galatians, we're seeing this, some of the same thing happen as well. And he begins, Paul says, Paul, an apostle, not sent from men, nor through the agency of man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead. So Paul's an apostle who's sent from Jesus and from God the Father. And you know, here's the thing. You know, today we have this built-in defense mechanism, this built-in resistance to authority in our world, and especially when it's when people claim authority from God. And, you know, there are people that have abused the authority from God, obviously. People have said, God told me, and then all of a sudden, you know, their words are somehow binding upon other people. And so there are people that have abused that and take advantage of that. But Paul here is not one of those people. Paul was the real deal. He was the original, okay? And Paul was an apostle. The word apostle means sent one. It means someone who has seen the risen Christ, someone who was officially and personally commissioned by Jesus Christ. And Paul was on the road to Damascus, as were all the other apostles. That's why there are no apostles today, by the way, because no one has seen the risen Christ or been personally commissioned by him. And Paul had the chops to back that up, by the way. But anyway, he says, this letter is from me and all the brethren who are with me to the churches, plural, of Galatia. So it was the region of Galatia. He says, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And he doesn't just begin that because that's just sort of a customary greeting. No, he is giving them this blessing of grace. He says, may God's grace be your experience. And this is important as a preview in light of the rest of the book and what he talks about. Grace and peace from God our Father. The things that Paul's going to be fighting in the book of Galatians are things that rob you and I of peace. We're going to get into that later. And he says, the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might, now watch this, deliver us out of this present evil age according to the will of God and Father. According to the will of our God and Father. Now stop right there for a second. Jesus, one of the reasons, according to Paul here, that Jesus gave himself for our sins is that we might be delivered out of this present age. And what does that mean? Well, he's talking about freeing us, about loosening the chains of this present age that it has upon us, that we might be delivered out of the power of this moment that we're living in, the power of the age. And, you know, the Bible says that Satan is the prince of the power of the air. That's what he's talking about here. The Bible says Satan, that's in Ephesians 2. And it says that in 2 Corinthians 4:4 that Satan is the god of this world. John 12, Jesus says that Satan was the ruler of this age. So clearly, this is Satan's kingdom. This is his domain it's a subdomain that we're living in. God has domain over all. And within that, there is Satan's domain that he is allowed to have during this time. And this domain produces an evil age. And this evil age, it's talking about the principles and the values and the beliefs that are antithetical to God and to his scripture, to the person of God and to the word that God has written. And that produces an evil age. And the Galatians were living under Roman rule, a pagan government. We are also living in an age where evil is reigning. Is exactly as Isaiah 5:20 puts it, woe to those who call evil good and good evil. We are literally living in an age where the world, the people of this world, the mainstream media, the anti-God political agenda calls good things evil, and they call evil things good. Now listen, here's the thing. Satan, just like Hitler did in World War II, and his minister of propaganda, Joseph Goebbels, they had this mantra of theirs that basically said, if you tell a big enough lie long enough, eventually people will believe it. And it's really sort of a gradual brainwashing. It's really not brainwashing. It's really brain deteriorating. It's brain damning is what it is. And what they do is they tell you the opposite of what is true, which is exactly what George Orwell wrote about in his book 1984. It's this whole doublespeak thing, that murder is good and, bad is good, all these things, And if you say it long enough, eventually it wears down on the conscience of a people, of a nation. And eventually you just accept it. Because you know why? Because the majority of people in your culture accept it. So you end up being this little bitty fish in this great big current, and the current ain't going your way. And that constitutes an evil age. And that's why Paul wrote in Romans 12, too, do not be conformed to this world. And he's talking not about fashion, per se. He's talking about music. No, he's talking about values. He's talking about beliefs. And Jesus came, verse 4, it says, to deliver us from that, to keep us from getting caught up into that. And today, because so many of today's Christians are not grounded in the Word of God, their root system doesn't go deep enough into the world. So a wind of doctrine, a wind of belief, a wind of philosophy, a wind of thought will come along and just topple that tree just like a pine tree, because the root system would go very deep. And so therefore, you have a lot of Christians today who are buying into a lot of ungodly philosophy. Now, it might not necessarily come out and say, hey, we're ungodly, but because it sounds good, Satan sells it, good marketing campaign, on his sinful things, and people buy it. You know why? Because it makes them feel good about themselves, and it allows them to make their own decisions and to follow their own hearts, which is what the world tells us to do, right? Today, I was with my son and daughter-in-law and my two grandkids, and my five-year-old granddaughter had just had a dance recital. We were celebrating with ice cream afterwards, and her little three-year-old brother decided he would get up from this table outdoors that we were at, and decided he would run into the parking lot. And, despite the cries from his parents to say, stop, come back, he just kept on going. And of course, his dad caught him before he got to the parking lot. But here's the deal. When you're a child, you don't know how to choose what's right for yourself. You have not developed the infrastructure of wisdom and knowledge from which you draw to be able to make sound decisions in life. And so you therefore will be running into the parking lot. You're not thinking about, oh, I'm probably going to get hit by a car because I'm about as tall as the bumper. You're not thinking about that. They can't see me. You're not thinking about that. You're not thinking about the fact that if you put your finger, if you take a fork and put it in the light socket or the wall socket, it's going to shock you across the room. You're not thinking about that. You're not thinking about reaching up and touching the eye on the stove. You're not thinking about that. You're a child. And a child will put anything into its mouth. A child will run anywhere. A child will do anything, because a child has no discernment. And we are not able to be delivered from this evil age after we're saved unless we develop this type of discernment. And it only comes through knowing God and His Word. Verse 5, to whom, this God the Father, be the glory forevermore. Amen. I want to jump real quickly to verse 6 because we're going to hit it real big next time. But Paul says, I am amazed. What could possibly amaze the Apostle Paul? What could blow his mind? I mean, what could give him this negative wow factor where he would just go, unbelievable? That's what basically Paul's saying about the Galatians. What on earth could Paul have discovered about the Galatians that would cause him to say, you guys take the cake? I mean, you're absolutely just freaking me out here. I'm going to tell you next time on the Vintage Truth Podcast. Until then, don't forget to pray for this ministry. If you can help meet any of these needs, please reach out, jeffkinleyauthor@gmail.com, or go to jeffkinley.com. There's a little contact tab. You can click on that. We're going to get into Paul's amazement next time about what's going on in the Galatian church. Until then, you stay strong. Keep those root systems deep. Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Vintage Truth Podcast. Please subscribe and share with a friend. For more about Jeff's ministry, go to jeffkinley.com.